A missile defense test conducted on July 5th failed. The Missile Defense Agency is now detailing what went wrong earlier this month with the scheduled test at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the failure could affect the expansion of the missile field at Fort Greely.
The new director of the Missile Defense Agency, Vice Admiral James Searing, says the kill vehicle failed to separate from its boosters that hurl it through the atmosphere.
The overall test was a failure because the primary objective of intercepting the target was not met.
The ground-based missile defense system has a spotty record. The program has been around for decades. Critics dubbed it the Star Wars program when it was introduced during the Reagan administration. It's been 5 years since there was a successful test. Phil Coyle used to oversee the missile defense tests at the Pentagon. He's now with the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation.
That type of failure has occurred twice before in flight intercept tests.
But the Missile Defense Agency wants to move ahead with its plan to add 14 new interceptor missiles to Fort Greely by 2017. That would bring the total in Alaska to 44. Searing vows the new missiles will be tested before they're purchased, something that hasn't always happened in the past with the ground-based system. At a hearing of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, Searing told Chairman Dick Durbin the country rushed to install the missile interceptor systems because of perceived threats. Those are just one of a couple systems in the missile defense stable, including the more successful sea-based Aegis system. Durbin says the government is wasting money on the land-based system, buying missiles before they're proven to work. He dubs it flying before buying.
The deployment schedule was so demanding that there was deployment before development, deployment before proven test when it came to ground missile defense, and that was not the case when it came to Aegis.
I would agree with that, sir.
Aegis is designed to intercept shorter-range ballistic missiles. The ground-based interceptors in Alaska and California are designed to knock out long-distance missiles. Searing says the Missile Defense Agency needs to continue testing the ground-based system.
We cannot stop testing. We must continue to test. We cannot wait another 4.5 to 5 years to test again.
Each one of those costs $214 million. The agency hopes to conduct two tests in the coming years. The next would be in March. And if that's successful, Searing says the agency would start buying missiles for Greeley. Searing says the Pentagon decided to expand the missile field in Alaska because of threats from North Korea. Phil Coyle says neither North Korea nor Iran has the capability of hitting the U.S. with a long-range missile yet. And he says if they had the capability, it's unlikely they'd use it.
Both Iran and North Korea have done some reckless things, but they're not suicidal. And if they were to attack the United States or Europe, or in the case of North Korea, Japan, that would be really suicidal. It would justify the most a massive retaliation that you can imagine.
While the missiles won't arrive at Fort Greely for some time, construction work refurbishing Missile Field 1 is expected to begin this summer. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.